Harry Wickham was a turn of the 20th century Grand Rapids insurance salesman and model. Wickham posed as the character Mr. Rover, a traveling dandy who was pictured on postcards and scenes all around Grand Rapids and West Michigan, in front of notable buildings and scenic areas. The cards, which were sponsored by and promoted area businesses, have become highly desirable among collectors. But the whimsical Mr. Rover had a darker side. Harry Wickham was suspected by some of embezzlement and other crimes. He fled Grand Rapids, reappeared in other U.S. cities, then vanished again for long periods. The life and times of Harry Wickham have been studied by Melissa Fox of the Grand Rapids Public Library and were featured in the article Larger Than Life in the May-June issue of Michigan History magazine. Current State's Peter Wharf spoke with Melissa Fox by phone last week. Fox shared the story of Mr. Rover.
He was born and raised in Grand Rapids, and in the beginning of early 1900s, he started working as an insurance agent. And about 1907, he started modeling for these postcards.
Yeah, how did he get that job?
That was a kind of the most common question I get about this. I've done a couple presentations on it too. And I think it has mostly to do with proximity, and I think he went to high school with the folks who produced the postcards, the Reed Tandler Company. I think the postcard served as, you know, a travel piece for Grand Rapids, but also as marketing for the Reed Tandler Company and for Harry Wickham as an insurance agent. He was also pretty handsome, as you might notice in the cards.
Right.
So I think that didn't hurt. Before he modeled for the cards, he also married a young woman from Big Rapids whose father was kind of notorious there. And so he modeled for these cards, and then about the next year, he kind of disappeared from Grand Rapids and didn't come back for about 10 years doing something totally different. The reason for his disappearance is kind of up in the air, but as I said, he married this young woman from Big Rapids, and her father had caused the Northern National Bank in Big Rapids to fail because he was embezzling money, and that caused a big stir. There were a few people looking for him, and he had supposedly faked his own death to avoid these creditors. And so these two stories are kind of tied together. And Harry and Kitty left Grand Rapids, I think, because they probably didn't want to get tangled up in the mess from her father's issues there. But they went to Chicago. They went to New Orleans, they went to Cuba, they ended up both lived in Indiana for a while, in Indianapolis, and that's where they both died.
Let me ask you about the Mr. Rover cards. Mr. Rover is the sort of alter ego of Harry Wickham, who, as you say, photographs well, and he has kind of a connection to this series of postcards, which are what?
So they're categorized as exaggeration postcards. And they feature Harry Wickham, kind of a really larger-than-life image, leaning over City Hall, like with his elbow on the clock tower of City Hall, and stomping across the Grand River, and eating picnics in the park. But he's a huge exaggerated image, kind of what you might see in other travel postcards, where it's like a huge ear of corn on a wagon, or like a large fish coming out of the lake on a guy's fishing reel, something like that.
Right. And then Harry Wickham, during this period of his life, he sort of disappears and then resurfaces in places quite distant around the country. And is he thought of or tied into this sort of scandal in any way?
Well, that's kind of how I came to find out really about the scandal, was looking at historical newspapers. His name started to come up. So, for example, when his father-in-law's body was exhumed to prove his death, it was national news across the country, and Harry Wickham was the person who identified his body. So I think there's a natural tie between these stories, because Harry Wickham's wife had inherited a bunch of money, both from insurance from her father's death, like a life insurance policy, but also from some of his businesses. She inherited money there too. So I think Harry and Kitty kind of fled Grand Rapids with that money.
Yeah.
Before the creditors could chase them down. So yeah, and they moved around the country to Chicago. They both had family there. Their passage to Cuba, I think, is most interesting to
yes.
me. And I think there at that same time was a company in Grand Rapids that had settled a large part of Cuba, kind of a settlement in Cuba called Magnolia. and they were selling it as a great investment, which was also kind of clearly a scam, I think. And so I don't know if Kitty's father did fake his death and ended up in Cuba or not. I haven't been able to prove that, but that I think is probably where the story goes.
Right. He seems to be a character that is always sort of on the edge of society, on the edge of believability, maybe just on the edge of the law and lawlessness. Would you characterize that as accurate?
I would, yeah. I often, when I was researching this, thought of Harry Wickham as kind of that Leonardo DiCaprio character in Catch Me If You Can.
Yes.
You know, kind of always on the verge of being caught, but also really pretty suave, and he was handsome, and he was a salesman. So, you know, pretty easy to fit into society and play that part.
Tell me about the cards and sort of their collectability in Western Michigan. Can you give me a little bit of that story?
Yeah, they're among the most highly collected postcards in West Michigan.
Yeah.
There are 28 of them. We have 8 in our collection at the library. So to kind of see all of them, I had to pull from many collectors so that I could show them in my presentations. And one really rare one is only owned by the museum that we know of.
These are 28 different scenes of places around Grand Rapids and Western Michigan. Is that right?
Right. Yeah. And some of those places are no longer in existence. And, you know, he's at parks, several different parks. He's in front of the library on a big chair, kicked back, reading a book, eating dinner at some of the hotels. They're outside scenes, so he's outside of these buildings. But one of the collectors has tried to find if there are other similar versions of these across the country, like if they were, you know, a trend then. And we haven't been able to find any that were as well done as these ones are. So I think it speaks to kind of the ingenuity of the cards themselves and also to Harry Wickham as the character who played this guy so well.
Right. And could you sort of describe generally what these cards look like? Wickham, as your title of your article indicates, is larger than life.
Right. So he stands, I would say he's at least double the size of the building that
right.
he stands in front of. And he has a very quirky kind of personality, very mischievous looks on his face in many of them. Like, he knows what he's up to, and he knows he's larger than life in these images. So it kind of sells them in that way. They're all black and white, and just of places around Grand Rapids during that time, so before 1910, that were hot spots in the city.
Yeah, he's very nattily dressed, has sort of a jaunty look about him, wearing a hat and an expression of something almost as if he knows something that you don't know.
Right. Exactly.
Melissa Fox is with the Grand Rapids Public Library, author of the recent article, Larger Than Life, from Michigan History Magazine. Melissa, thanks so much for your time and the conversation.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is Peter Wharf.